listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Michael Regei, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In this hour, we're going to hear some sound from the Mel Kiper conference call about the draft, which took place yesterday. We'll also play a little fact or fiction. Now, Reg, let me ask you this. It was a question that was posed to me by my friend at Sonny D on Twitter, and he says, do you think with the tough start to the schedule that it is more likely that Brian Hoyer is the week one starter, given that you maybe don't want to take a rookie and throw him on the road in Pittsburgh for his welcome to the NFL moment?
In a word, yes. Okay. I do believe it more. Although my belief is that, as I mentioned to Mary Kay, Nathan, I feel that, you know, Brian Hoyer is going to be very difficult for any young rookie quarterback, fourth pick notwithstanding, to come in here. Because, Nathan, don't you think that, to me anyway, the way I see it is that even if it is a fourth pick, and yes, I'm the one that's been saying there's going to be a great deal of pressure to play a fourth overall pick, but, Nathan, shouldn't that pick have to show that, I'm going to say that, He's far and above what you perceive Brian Hoyer could be on opening day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. In other words, this rookie is going to have to show that unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you believe that he can go in and be a playoff quarterback with you from week one and be able to start to win in this division and in this league the way that you drafted him for. And, Nathan, I believe that's going to be a tall order for any of them to unseat Hoyer in that capacity.
I think you're exactly right. It would have to be a decisive. There's no doubt about it. This is the best quarterback for the Cleveland Browns week one, and it will have to be clear to everybody on the team, everywhere. I think it would have to be that obvious, because if there is some doubt, you're going to go with the guy who's at least played a division game before for you, played in tough games. He's won on the road for you in the National Football League, as he did last year at Minnesota, and Brian Hoyer would be
likely
to get the nod.
Yes, and that's not to say that as the season progresses, that thought and that prevailing feeling that this kid is now starting to come with the type of acumen and the type of intangibles to go along with his physical skills that you need may happen. That's not to say it won't, but from day one, it better be real strongly obvious, and as you said, decisive, that you're going to put him in that position because you're over the top 1,000,000% believe he's going to give you a better chance to win than Hoyer will. Again, you got to show me that, Nate. Show me that. That'll unfold. It's unfolded. Will unfold if there's a quarterback drafted there, for sure. But from that moment on, then that'll begin to unfold. And I just don't think that. And again, I'm not trying to put Brian Hoyer in Canton. Far from it. Nothing like that at all. All I'm saying is that I think I know the young man well enough to know that he is going to make this very, very difficult.
Of course he is.
For any of those young quarterbacks to come in and take his job.
And I think he had to smile when the schedule was released and saw that opener at Pittsburgh, home New Orleans, home Baltimore. Unless you are, as we both said, absolutely sure about this rookie that he's the guy, you're going with Brian Hoyer. It just makes sense to do so. I think that that is one of the things. If you're looking for a takeaway that will actually impact what the Browns team looks like on the first Sunday of the football season in Pittsburgh, to me, that was one of the things that I gleaned from that schedule release and just the way that things are laid out for the Cleveland Browns. It increases dramatically the likelihood that Brian Hoyer opens the season
under center. Makes complete sense, Nate. Complete sense.
Let's go now to Jack in Brook Park joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What's up, Jack?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I wondered if you've ever heard of a guy named Terrence West. I'm looking later in the draft. I know it's popular about the fourth pick, but this kid's a Division I running back.
Talk about my guy from Towson.
He's
terrific.
Yeah.
I love him. And he's
2,500 rushing yards and 21 touchdowns.
And did you see what he did in the FCS playoffs against the very best from around the football championship subdivision. Yeah, know all about him, and a fabulous running back, and I think he's going to have a tremendous NFL career.
I agree.
And it's like 22 teams, and Pittsburgh and Baltimore are both very hot on this kid.
Well, he's right in the Ravens' backyard. I mean, literally. The Ravens and Ozzie Newsome's backyard with their Owings Mills training facility, about 11 miles from the Towson Tigers campus.
Wow. Did not know that.
Yes.
This was a guy who a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, was a little under the radar. And with all the time now and all the information that's out there, he's been the guy next to Tom Savage, I would say, who has enjoyed the biggest consensus rise in this draft. And Terrence West now is on many teams, not many just media people, many teams,
you're right,
draft boards amongst their top five running backs.
Yep.
And I think there it will be very unlikely that he gets out of the third or fourth round. And I would not be – he's a good fit, by the way, for the Kyle Shanahan offense. A strong runner, a one-cut runner
guy
who gets up the field.
And
I
Nathan,
like him.
You know what I love, too? The way tackle to tackle that he can run in that box inside the hash marks. And, I mean, this kid – check him out. Go look him
look up.
Troy West, Towson running back on YouTube. The way he delivers a blow, I mean, the way I love him.
He is a chore to tackle, as I've seen many say, and he definitely lowers his pads. He finishes through contact. He's got a little beast mode to him in the way that he punishes would-be tacklers and runs hard. Terrence West is a guy who I would love to see on the Browns because I still think, even with the addition of Ben Tate, they are drafting a running back. He would be a nice fit with one of those extra picks in the third or the fourth round.
Well, you would think so, and I agree with you, Nathan, as you said it. I was going to echo the same thing. It wouldn't surprise me if Terrence West got into the second round.
Me neither. Me neither.
You know, he's that highly thought of.
Yeah, and there was a time when it was believed that he was the guy you could steal in the fifth, sixth round.
Oh, no.
And that time has come and gone rather quickly. And unlike Tom Savage, this one is very warranted, in my opinion, to be a riser on draft day.
Catches the football pretty well out of the backfield, too.
Solidly. Something that he certainly could improve upon as he gets there at this level and tries to become a true three-down back in the National Football League, where blocking, of course, and receiving, pass protection are so important. All right, when we come back, we'll give you that Mel Kiper sound that we promised here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.